Blog Talk Radio.
We're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at. We gon' do it like this. Hey, Todd, you ready? Check it. I got 7 back 11, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you have MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht. The 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might slip Christmas. I count guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run stripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sipping yayo. That's crazy blow. Mad hell, my boy Jaquel from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my God, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
This is how we do it. Pretty much is where we recap on, you know, what we were talking about in the first hour. We talked about, you know, the Tiny and T.I. situation, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, so much more. The two girls on the number 2 train in Brooklyn. We talked about so much other shit. And since it's going to be Labor Day, you know, I'm giving you the Labor Day parties. And letting you guys know, Pre-Game Radio will be in full effect out there. So be on the lookout. Holler at me. Hit my Facebook. Hit my Twitter. Whatever. I'll let you know exactly what area I'll be at, you know, do a little meet and greet and do the whole thing like that. Greek and radio will be in effect. But call us up, 347-857-4302. Let me know if you're going to be in the parade, if you're going to be on the float, or if you're going to be selling something along the parkway, or you just want to hang with your girls and, you know, hang with your dudes, whatever it's going to be. Call us up. No, I'm saying, let us know what you're doing. All right, so we'll be right back. I'm going to give you guys a little sample of our future artist, which is your Marco calling. I'm coming out of Long Island. This is Death Fresh Freestyle Life. We'll be back in a minute. Pre-game radio.
Now, who got a flow better than mine? I keep my eyes on the prize and nose off these lines. My mind continues racing like I couldn't decide. But I could see everything, even if it was blind. Even if walls of lead obstructing my view. Even if everyone I knew that was why I'm through. All these bad decisions that they chose to do. I go harder than you, times 102. Cause this place I'm in is controlled by dead presidents. Fake presidents, and we're not the concern to represent. They blow just repeating that they're holding us down. As more and more of our friends get put in the ground. Now I haven't lost anybody but understand the misery. Looking at a world that controlled more like an industry. A monopoly trying to take us all over. Boulders rain on us, crushing us as they hit our shoulders. Everything that you see feels more like a dream. And when you wake up you couldn't believe how real it felt in the moment in time. The only thing real is the daily grind from the 9 to 5. Don't hope and don't wish, never regret things you've done or things you've said. I know I ain't the only one asking for that time machine from God every night before I go to sleep. Grant and Ben, can you hear me calling? I'm falling from the tower, but continue roaring. If I'm going out, y'all gonna know my name. Am I lost in the rage or just clearly insane? Flames from hell tried to claim my soul, but the day that it happened is the day that it broke. I know I sinned plenty, definitely done my part, but from the start I showed that I got mad heart. Like a 10-1 shot going against the champ, and it knocked his lights out, no breaking the limp. Just lift the right hand, cracked him with the uppercut. They counted to 10 and bruised my hand up. What up?
What's going on? It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We are back on Part 2 Pregame Radio. For those looking for something to do right now tonight in the area, check out our five promotions if you're in Rockford County. 232 North Main Street, Spring Valley, they're holding it down right now tonight. They got the whole Sound Class Bassman going on, so go over there if you want to hear some good Caribbean tunes and all that good stuff. Also, Tastemakers at Passions Club, 40 West American, Freeport, Long Island. So Queens, Long Island, Brooklyn, if you get out there in the whip, definitely do that. They've been holding it down since last night, and they're going to be rocking all the way till Monday. So check that out. Rep your colors, rep your flag. And, of course, you know, in Brooklyn, it is shut down already. Caribbean City, Temptations, Gravity, all those spots are already shut down for the night. You can hit those spots up and get online, hit the parties up. Let us know. Of course, always be safe. If you hear us and you're rocking with us, call us up 347-857-4302. If you need us, let us know the area. Yeah, we'll call you a cat, all right? Also, on down, Selection Saturdays in Nyack, Rockland County. Cheeseheat over there holding it down. Like I said, Selection Saturdays, so go there. Just for pressure. Hope you get selected to get it because they do deserve that right. That's the whole premise of the party, because it's real exclusive. Not anybody can get into that. They dressed up big. All my Muay Thai mixed martial arts fans, check it out on the 25th, Lehman College. You got Team Fusion and Team 2. They fight some of the best in the Bronx for the championship. So check Lehman College, QD.edu, I believe the site is. Check them out. Get all the information. Go there. Support if you're a real fan of MMA, UFC, all that type of stuff. Go ahead and check that out. All my aspiring models that listen, they follow me on Twitter and they're friends of mine on Facebook, things like that. Going down on the 16th through the 20th at the Western in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, some models getaway weekend. You get a photo shoot that costs you $150 and get you some exposure, get you out there with some agencies, things like that. The website for all the information is modelsgetawayweekend.blogspot.com. Like I said, sign up. The shoot's $150, and, you know, we get the damn thing going. Also, pregame fans who are celebrating birthday, Francis, Otis, Sharon, enjoy your birthday. Be safe, pregame wisely, and just have a good time and appreciate the fact you were here one more year. You dig? Ab is back in the building. Ab, what's going on, man?
Yeah, nothing, sir. I'm chilling. Chilling, son. Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
I hear you. Well, you know, Labor Day, you know, Brooklyn's going to get real crazy after tonight.
I'll be keeping my ass home because, you know, I have no, you know, I don't like crowds. And, you know, I just don't have patience for all that elbow rubbing and shit. You know, I have to have at least 3 feet of space in front of me, behind me, and on both sides of me to feel comfortable. And that's impossible at the Labor Day parade. So,
I know you've been in Brooklyn all your life, and so, like, you've never liked crowds. Like, you would never go hit a parade up.
No, that's not true. It's not that I've, of course, I'm a Brooklynite, and no, it's not that I've never been to the parade. See, this is the thing. When, you know, when you're a child, you're forced to do certain things. Like, you know, when I came to my grandmother's house on the weekend, I'd have to watch Columbo and Barnaby Jones and shit of that nature, and Hawaii Five-O Wobbles, and that's what she watched, and the TV was in her room. So, and, you know, I had to do this. It's like I have two godmothers that are ministers, and so I had to go to church whenever I spent the weekend with them or what have you. Same thing with the parade. Mommy didn't really do so much when you were young, but when I was younger, we always went to that Eastern Parkway parade because mommy always had friends that lived in the area, so we would always be at that parade. And if I didn't go with her, I'd go with one of my homies' friends. So, you know, it's like, yeah, I've been there, done that. The costumes is nice. The energy is nice. The, you know, the gathering of people and the celebration of the culture is nice. But, hey, I can watch it in HD on TV. You dig?
I hear you on that one. I hear you on that. So, we, like I said, we pretty much just talked about Labor Day, like me, as long as I can remember, probably about maybe the most I missed is maybe four parades out of my whole 27 years of existence. You know what I'm saying? And anytime I worry, you know, it was always fun. But it's been, as of recent, I haven't been most to be on the parkway and watch the floats go by because, you know, you see one float, you see them all. I'm in favor of walking up and down the parkway or walking up and down my old block, you know, see who I run into. Because anytime I go around, there's somebody who never even lived over there, but, you know, they're there for the parades, and I get to catch up and say, hey, what's good, yada, 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 and all that. But other than that, I can't say I'm a parade person. Like, I like the fact, you know, like I just said, to go out there and I can run into people that I haven't spoke to, you know what I'm saying, or seen in a long time. And that's pretty much the only reason.
I tell you the secret about that. You want to see somebody you haven't seen in a long time? Stand downtown on Fulton Street, like maybe between Cookies and Macy's, you know, within those blocks. I guarantee you, you're bound to run into everybody you know down there, either down there or 34th Street in Manhattan. It never fails. Anytime I'm either of those places and, like, I'm just standing around waiting to meet up with somebody else or just in the area, I always run into people that I haven't seen in a long time or people that I've been wanting to see. So, look, test the theory out for yourself. See what happens.
Yes, I'll probably do that after the holiday because it's more so like it's definitely I'm going to, you know, run into somebody, like whether it be a Twitter follower or a Facebook friend or something like that. And like I said, definitely, if you guys follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black or Facebook Brooklyn Black, I'll let you guys know the general area I'll be in for the parade, you know, because I'll be there getting up with other people and all of that. So I'll let you guys know where I'm at and everything. I'm going to take a quick little break right there. Play this Power Freestyle from Young Cass. He was on here earlier, did his thing. I know he was a little bit nervous, a little shook under the pressure, but Ed has that effect on people. So
yeah, shut up, yeah.
You know, I'm going to play this joint. You know, he's pretty good. He held his own for a little bit or anything like that. Hopefully he'll come back stronger and all of that. But we got to go into this song. We'll be back in a minute. Free Game Radio at Brooklyn Black. And that's about it.
The power.
Man, fuck the world, yeah, got a nice ring to it. It's the X-Men, like I am a damn human. My school's so special with us, that's community. Just do the lesson, just never got through to me. I'm the man that snags all that power. Keep my flow running like the feet of the cow. It's worth straight steps like thunder the sour. And I'm blowing up, call me the Twin Towers. I was not supposed to hurt anyone in particular. Got more football than a phone from singular. 24-7, let a beat on the regular. I'll destroy your clip, that's what I keep coming up. That's making a living cause the juice just set in. Giving out a son again, now she back in. For me to go through my whole fucking regimen. A pleasure for her, and these awesome women. Depending on how I'm feeling or where I'm sitting, whether in my chair or on my phone making a killing. Feeling y'all head back like some Dutch masters. Cause I'm a bastard ghosting on my front air cast. Man, I got the power like LK Gavada. And that's just for starters, man. I go much harder than three. All these fucking faggots from this fucking century. Sooner than later, it will all be known eventually. Now, haters trying to best to stay up with me. Get what I got insomnia, meaning I don't sleep. Get out, all y'all bitches need to give up right now. It's just about time to wave white flags around. Clowns came before me, no red nose. But like the whole thing, you just continue to flow. All the never low remain higher than the same way to heaven. Good for all of you,
up. Here's the two reasons. Biggest one is cause I'm not going back to the dealing. Not gonna be just another bust for these G's and pigs. My life over for a couple dubs.
Yeah.
The second is just as big. 50 for my family. I put them through enough. I say that quite sadly. I'm gonna make it no matter what I gotta do. Cause power's in my hands. Watch out, cash coming through.
Yeah. Watch out.
What's good? We are back, pregame radio, Labor Day edition, however you want to slice it. We are back, Eb is in the building, and long awaited, about time, the Goddard got here. JL is in the building, Mr. Lewis himself, Command is in the building. What's going on, dude?
What's up, people?
Well, welcome back. So since you've been going, you're in the hot seat, man. Let the people know what you've been up to. What's new in your business?
I ain't really been up to much. I've just been trying to sell these phones. You know how it is. We got a new phone release, and we just went through that. It's still happening. Company's trying to do bigger things. We got a second 4G phone out called the Epic. A little bit different than the Evo, but they pretty much perform the same function. So, you know, I've been focused on that. There's some other changes happening at the store, so, you know, they've been keeping me busy.
Okay, what's you on that one? All right, so we got to go right back into it, you know, how we always do, then recap on our dumbasses of the week. You know, Jay, I know you witness a whole lot of fuckery and ratchetness working where you work at. Is there anything you want to put on black before we get started? All right, nothing you want to put on black? All right, we'll come back to him in a little bit.
No, I know.
For those who missed it, of course, rapper T.I. and his wife, Tiny, they got arrested, making an illegal turn, and there was drugs and whatever in the car. So, of course, T.I. was just filing his parole. And if you guys look on Facebook, I got the picture of Tiny's mugshot. She looks just like Miss Piggy. I swear to God, I posted you now. Like, it's up there on my Facebook right now. And like I said, and some people say, oh, T.I., you know, they knew what he was doing. Like, I know, to reiterate, F said, you know, he a grown-ass man. So if he was in there smoking weed, you know, she was taking E or whatever the case was, he knew what the fuck was going down. And about that now, some people, no one with that point of view has called in yet. But they say Tiny was at fault because, you know, this isn't her first ecstasy bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she
does.
Oh,
was it? She was busted for ecstasy before?
Yeah, and if you look at her mugshot, her pupils are real dilated, like she was in the dark, but, you know, if it's a flashy, if pupils are still dilated, either you high or something wrong with you. But,
Look, listen, why do we have to condemn the next man's right to alter his reality? If they getting high, they got the money to do it, so fucking what? Like I said, the only mistake they made was not having the fall guy, not having the hanger on, the flunky, the slaggy, roadie, whatever you want to call it. That's the person that is whose job it specifically is to hold your drugs and weapons. So that's where I think that's where they went wrong, and doing that turn. And I agree with 50 Cent when he said that Tiny need to take the hit for that. She need to take the fall for that. She need to hold that. She need to eat that one. You need to say the shit was hers.
I shave it down. Oh, it seems like we got another special guest back in the building. Lucky me, he was able to get out of the fields in time to join the show. Luck, what's going on, man?
Yeah, it was good, man. I'm tuning in. Sorry I'm late, but just rearranging the store and all that, working hard. Still around Saturday.
What's up? What's poppin'?
Chilling. I just wanted to touch in on that whole T.I. thing. Like, my personal thing on that is, like, on some real... The nigga's on probation. You just beat a crazy case where you should have been doing 1,000 years. He shouldn't even if Shorty is messing with the e-pills or whatever they're doing, he shouldn't be around none of that.
Yeah, true.
You know, and plus they just got married, so you know paparazzi is crazy on him. If T.I. was smart, he'll lay low for 2 years and just do his music, and he's still a hot artist. He should stay away from all that, man, but it seems like niggas just don't be learning.
I agree with you on that.
So, I agree with 50. I think Kanye should take the hit. And T.I. is stupid for even allowing that to be in his car. I gotta go with Lucky on that one, definitely, because he shouldn't be around none of that. Definitely, even all these talk shows about how his life turned around and he went through this whole jail thing and
yeah.
He's riding around with drugs in the car. No reason for that. A grown ass man.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get to another joint
from our featured artist and work out a little couple kicks in the system, pay a couple bills.
Yeah, cause you sound horrible right now, son.
Yeah, this is that first joint. So give us a second. We'll be back in a minute. Free game radio.
Now, who got a flow better than mine? I keep my eyes on the prize and nose off these lines. My mind continues racing like I couldn't decide, but I could see everything even if it was blind. Even if walls of lead obstructing my view, even if everyone I knew that was why I'm through all these bad decisions that they chose to do. I go harder than you, times 102, cause this place I'm in is controlled by dead presidents, fake presidents, and we're not the concern to represent. They tell it just repeating that they're holding it down as more and more of our friends get put in the ground. Now I haven't lost anybody but understand the misery, looking at a world that controlled more like an industry. A monopoly trying to take us all over, boulders rain on us, crushing us as they hit our shoulders. Everything that you see feels more like a dream, and when you wake up you couldn't believe how real it felt in the moment in time. The only thing real is the daily grind from the 9 to 5. Don't hope and don't wish, never regret things you've done or things you said. I know I ain't the only one asking for that time machine from God every night before I go to sleep. Yo, Grant and Ben, can you hear me calling? I'm falling from the tower, but continue roaring. If I'm going out, y'all gonna know my name. Am I lost in the rain? They're just clearly insane. Flames from hell tried to claim my soul, but the day that it happened is the day that it broke. I know I sinned plenty, definitely done my part, but from the start I showed that I got mad heart. Like a 10-to-1 shot going against a champ, and I knocked his lights out, no breaking the limp. Just slipped the right hand, cracked him with the uppercut. They counted to 10 and bruised my hand up. What up?
All right, yeah, we are back. Free game radio. Hopefully my kinks has worked out and all of that. We got Ed, Jay, Lucky Me. We all in the building doing the thing. We covering all of the news stories that were missed and everything like that. And for those catching up with us, like I said, right now we covering all dumbasses of the week. Number one supreme dumbass, I would say, for this week would be Paris Hilton. And this was brought up by Ed because Paris Hilton, so far, is the only person that have this dumbass of the week title 2 weeks in a row. Now, since this is Ed's story, I'm going to let Ed take it away and let y'all know why she's dumbass this week. For those who don't know already, Ed?
Okay. Once again, Ms. Hilton is our dumbass of the week for her legal trouble. She was arrested last week with her boyfriend. Also for getting high in a vehicle, just like Tiny and T.I. Wow, this shit is universal. You see that? Okay, so her and her boyfriend were, a cop on a bike was riding by, smelled marijuana coming from the Escalade and pulled them over. It was at that point where it was discovered in Ms. Hilton's bag with some cocaine found. Found a marijuana joint in the car and the cocaine in her bag, which she claimed did not belong to her. In the bag, though, was $1,300 in cash, which they claimed to some kind of asthma medication, which she also laid claim to. Then she also went on to say that she thought that the cocaine, which was in some kind of plastic saran wrap or something, was in fact Chick-fil-A. She thought it was gum. Okay.
Dumbass.
Yeah, she's real slow. And the fact that 2 months ago on Twitter, for you guys that follow her on Twitter or are familiar with tweeting, she tweeted a picture of the said bag that she claimed belonged to a friend. Like I said, she just has too much money and she doesn't know what to do with it. Money can't buy you love or happiness or smarts, apparently. So
Trinity, that's what the whole thing is. Look, you know, I ask you a lot because, you know, you are kind of sort of in the public eye, especially when it comes to controversy and just random craziness. So what's your take on this whole situation with Paris here? Look. You must be selling something or something. So we gotta take another call.
What the hell are you telling me? 1 o'clock in the morning. But go ahead. What are you, 24 hours?
Yeah, I tell you, yo, it starts up with every day that ends with the letter Y.
Wow. That's what's up.
So, but also we gotta let Big Skinny in the piece. Big Skinny, what's up?
I said lock her and Lindsay Lohan and throw away the key.
Lock them up. Well, you know, Lindsay Lohan, yeah, she's pretty much free. She's in a couple new movies that come out this month. You know, she's hitting people with baby carriages and shit in the street. You know,
yeah,
so she's out doing whatever the hell she wants to do.
Yeah, that bitch is crazy, too. Lock them up.
But same thing about they get locked up, they can't stay locked up for long. Like,
well, see,
when Paris got locked up, she got sentenced to 90 days, 3 months, but she was out in, what, 13 hours?
See, that's what money will do for you.
You know, Liz Lohan, she got sentenced to 90 days. She was out in, what, a month? They had to do, because she rehabbed for a week.
See, that's not fair.
Obviously, locking them up doesn't, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't help, doesn't do anything.
Evidently.
You know what I'm saying?
Evidently. But if it was you and me, we'd still be in there.
Yeah, true, of course. It seems we have someone who has their hand up, so I'm going to call on them. 347-476. You are live in the pregame. See if you're ready to talk. Hello?
Wow. Peace.
Yeah.
Check this out. When motherfuckers get locked up, right, it's like it don't really rehabilitate them because I know personally people that got locked up and did like 12 years, 15 years. All the shit did was fuck them up, and when they came out, they was more angrier than they went in. So it's like, is the corporal punishment or the capital punishment, however you want to call it, is it really doing something for the people when they get penalized for what they're doing as far as the crime that's committed? I don't know how to say it, but fuck people. Fuck society. Fuck the law. Not the law of the land, but respect the law of the land. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
All right, well, first of all, you know, let the people know who you are, where you calling from.
Hold up. You asking me that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My name is Allah. I'm calling for the star. Damn, that's about really it. I'm not going to blow myself up, man. What you doing, man? I mean,
no. No, I'm just saying, you know, you call the show. You know, you call the show, you start, you know, and you should start rapping. People want to know who's dropping this knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Who's saying all this? No doubt, my brother, I got you. I just want to know, you know, unless you want me to go, hey, random nigga, what do you got to say about this? You know, now that I know you calling stuff a lot, hey, Allah, what are you saying on this? You know, what's your thoughts, you know? Gotta, you know, find out who it is, the people gotta know who they're getting this knowledge from, who they're getting this science from, you know what I mean? That's what I want to know who you are. That's all. No doubt. Peace, Black. No doubt. All right, so let's add on. I got some more shit. I got some more juice. It's really bad how the system, right?
They make up these new fucking rules every, like, 3 to 4 months, unbeknownst to the society of people, you know, like upstate and all that shit, the senators and all that, they make up new rules every, like, 3 months, man. I don't know if everybody know, but they make up new rules and new laws, and they be passing bills and shit, and it's like society don't know that. So it's unfair to us. Well, then again, it's unfair to ourselves, because we're doing it to ourselves as far as, like, we not following up on shit. I mean, can I curse?
Can you curse? You've been doing that already, so go keep on talking.
So fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Who the chick, you know what I'm saying? My point is, that's mixed too. Okay. I'm just saying, it's like, it's unfair, though, because it's like Barack is in office right now, right? I don't mean to change the subject, but I'm on the same subject. Barack is in the office right now. He's sitting on top of the throne. He's doing his thing, signing papers and shit. Got the powerful gold pen. And it's like, ain't shit really changed in the hood. He supposed to come get the hood first. I mean, that's just my opinion. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm retarded. It's just me.
Maybe.
Wow. I'm going back in my corner. Anybody here for the comment?
All right, so
yeah,
well, you can't just real quick and go, and you know, you can't just come and say something, drop a 1-2 piece, and go in the corner. Nah, you gotta step two. You know what I'm saying? Give people a chance to give me a rebuttal.
It's all good, my brother.
Peace to Allah. I'm calling for the star. All right. Go ahead,
wow. All right, so I'm going to get back. You know, we're going to be going back to our little dumbasses of the week. For those who are down south, Atlanta, Georgia area, I don't know how they got the whole counties and stuff divided up, but Keith Barker of DeKalb County, he was the chief operating officer. I'm assuming that's like high, like a manager or something like that, or like the mate or some shit. He recently lost his job, which was a real cushy joint, making $400K a year. He had a beautiful wife. Like, he was set. He was good money, but he decided, you know, he wanted to have a jump off with his secretary and have this relationship going. And all on the premise because he kept telling her, yeah, I'm going to get you this big promotion as soon as the budget gets passed. Yeah, I got you. As soon as the budget gets passed.
Wow.
Yeah, budget is, but the budget never got passed, so she got
she got tired
of the lies, told his bosses, and now he out of a job. Mind you, she's still a secretary in that office.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
That's ridiculous. Like I said, so what? So what? He was banging his secretary. Big deal. That goes along with being the office manager. You know, you get certain perks. So what? She's a sore loser, and she needs her ass whipped. Real talk.
Wow.
But they got rules about being a manager, and it always says you can't do anything with your subordinates. in every
like
kind of
that,
company
right.
or government that there is, there's a rule if you read the manual that says you can't
right.
do anything with your subordinates. They got to
right.
be on the same level.
Right.
And if, and they also, you got to usually sign some papers that say if there's any problem, somebody agrees to be relocated.
There's always a contract involved, yeah.
Well, you know what? What I found out about life is that basically most of the rules go against human nature, so niggas is going to fuck up anyway. That shit is bullshit. She's a motherfucker. She's a lousy, bitter bitch.
Wow.
And if I ran into her in the street, I'm punching her back
there.
Off fucking head. You know what I'm saying?
That's awful. That's awful.
Real talk. You don't do shit. You don't bring, you don't fuck up. You don't fuck up. You see, first of all, she knew what she was getting into. You dealing
wow.
with this bub, you know the dude is married, you know he got a family, you know he going to sell you, he going to fucking sell you a dream. He going to sell you the world because you giving him what he want. He telling you what you want to hear and you giving him what you want. So you know what? Play your position, stay in your motherfucking lane. Now, really, if you got tired of being a secretary, then how about this? How about you go learn that extra skill that it give you the promotion, you know, found
right.
out what they looking for to promote
right.
that position and try to achieve those goals on your own. Fuck trying to fuck a nigga to get the shit. See, that's where you went wrong. That's where she went wrong. That's what she went wrong. You know what I'm saying? That shit is a whole bunch of bullshit. And he lost his job for what? This, him having sex with his secretary didn't mean that he wasn't capable of doing the fucking job. He was still doing
Damn.
It. They didn't even know. They ain't even
know.
Matter of fact, he probably did the job better. They probably
Damn,
got more 10 hours out the nigga, you know? So they fucked basically, you know what I'm saying?
All right. We gotta see what happens. Y'all Luck, you still with us, man?
Yes.
Of course.
All right. Just double checking. We're gonna take a call out to 845. It seems like another pregame staff member, RJ, still is in the building. See if I can get him on the line here. RJ.
I
want to say he's not talking. He's hiding. But that doesn't matter. Okay. And this next one right here, I feel this is just, I don't know. I find it to be awkward because I find it that now that these companies are finding ways to fuck with people's self-esteem. Social networking now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about the company Masoline. You know, they make the petroleum jelly that they sell for $5 a jar.
Oh, my God. Why you go there,
man? You can get the same shit from Fat Albert for $1.99.
Up the block.
What happened with the Masoline, son? What happened?
All right, they made an app with Facebook in India. They're testing out in India right now.
The app
can make you lighter. It's a
right,
light
right.
app. Like
what?
You know, say someone as dark as myself is not pleased with the profile picture that they have up.
Wow,
you have this
Michael
app
Jackson.
And it,
you mean like Sammy Sosa?
Oh,
yeah, it's digital vitiligo. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up, man. Yo, son, you that awesome, right?
Anybody, Google an old picture of Sammy Sosa before and then look up a picture of him now.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you can pretty much do the same shit. But now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I say it like this. Yo, if you're not happy with that profile picture, change your profile picture.
No doubt.
You
no
need
doubt.
To lighten the fucking skin in the picture.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but real talk, you know what's fucked up?
Yeah.
I bet you a lot of our African brothers and sisters is going to be using that app, yo.
Because they
did a special on Discovery the Nature, one of them fucking channels, and they show how they using that skin bleach and shit to get themselves lighter. You know what I'm saying? Because what
there was a song, they my bleach out them skin. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy. The old song. Oh, yeah, and that don't make sense, yo. That's sad. And for Facebook to even allow that shit to be up there, yo, that's kind of fucked up, yo. That's kind of fucked up. So
I guess what's next is the Blackface app, right? Where you can put your wallet, you can put the Blackface on, and the big pink or red bubble lips and shit like that.
Oh,
right? That's
wow. That's she went
crazy.
There.
Same thing. You ask me, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Don't.
That's great.
Pretty much, but we're gonna go into one more joint for my future artist for tonight. Young Marco out of Long Island. He pretty much laced the track on the beat, and they were pretty good. He was on here early in the first show. Those who are around, they already know he was. He held his own. He did the 1-2 thing. But here's his joint. He did this with the Forever track, the Drake thing. He did a quick little couple bars on here. And it was real good, so we'll be right back. I'm going to let y'all hear that. Comment on that if y'all want, but we'll be back in a second. Got about 15 minutes
left. I might not
be
back because I'm about to strangle the shit out of my brother-in-law, so.
You ain't doing
wow.
Church.
Wow.
Don't hurt the boy.
Wow. Damn, man. What the fuck?
He ain't rolling fast
enough.
Now that he crazy. Wow. So he's like that. Pregame Radio. Check us out in a second, man. It's no doubt. People around me told me, oh, this is something I need to do to me. Tell you this. Westbury, baby, up the island, now best on earth, my flow is so nasty. First name good, last name forever, fuck that, I get better with every single letter, all together, creating excellence, destroying my competitors, making sure my name is one that y'all remember, the level of man, none of y'all can be parallel, fucking everything up, I call it 2012, shutting the game down, like my name is Orel, reading extreme lyrical capability, so I excel, tell me what's the point of drag my feet so you can catch and repeat out my cheek, all these words that I speak, sorry there's uno problemo, I'm fresh like a mental, yeah I'm missing the S, but I'm like the maker fresh, all you hating motherfuckers can choke on a dick, actually a girl can win, she already did, got a pen splitting atoms and shit, and I'm living too quick, but if I die now I'm sure to be missed, yeah. People around me tell me I'm wrong, but this is something I need to prove to me. So tell you bitch to give me a call. I want this shit forever, might ever. Shit went down and I was a cause. But people around me turn it to pussy. So tell you bitch to give me a call. I want this shit forever, might ever.
Chilling like a villain, yeah, waiting for the ceiling. Marco fucking Cashman, yeah, he's in the fucking building. The
microphone blows in my Rihanna when I throw at the mic, but it's tight. Let you breathe twice and knock you out my sights. Boy, I stand at such heights, planes are up to me. Spitting ill shit like L did in 93. For me to leave, you would have to rip me from the fucking street, but that's harder than taking Halloween from the trick or treat. So just take a seat and enjoy the view. Unless you're lame or whack, watch out, cause I'm coming for you. Bitches coming too, keep you wet like swimming pools. And if they cool, I get them hot like the end of June. And I ain't no fool, so please don't make me explain myself. Beat your ass like your dad did with the fucking belt. Lyrically insane balloons filling my brain. I belong in a room with fucking straps and chains. Catches fall out just like your A plus. At just a plus, I keep the flow nasty like that's a plus. Thanks to mediocrity destroying my society. They have given flight to me. Entering other galaxies, my limits far beyond the clouds. Flying past all right now, wreck myself in my town. Yeah. Westbury up and Marvel down. People around me told me I'm wrong, but this is something I need to prove to me. Tell you bitch to give me a call. I want this shit forever, might ever. Shit went down and I was a call.
Huh? stole the same person, I'm ignoring contact though. I'm just guessing, I'm just seriously ill. Words spoken tragically like fell asleep behind the wheel. At the moment, all I can see is caution tape in my face, totally distracted from my family, and cause I don't really give a fuck on my own faith. Forever that's fuck anybody that's the hate. Put you down and cover your head underneath the sheet. Slit your throat and really make your life a peace. These people around me told me I fall, but this is something I need to prove to me. So tell your bitch to give me a call. I want this shit forever, might ever, might ever. Shit went down and I was a cause, but people around me turned into pussy. Tell your bitch to give me a call. I want this shit forever, might ever.
Yes, we are back. Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Ebony.
You
got the brother Allah. You got JL in the building, Big Skinny. And look,
he's
in the city.
What was that you just played? Yo, that was the best part of the song, yo. Out of all that shit, that was the best part of the song. Yo, that's the best part of the song. Yo, that's the best part of the song.
Before we go any further, RJ, a.k.a. Regal, he wanted me to let you guys know he cannot be compared or called the singer Lloyd anymore since Lloyd has cut his hair. He looks nothing like Regal anymore, so.
He doesn't what? He don't look like who?
He does not look like the singer Lloyd anymore, so.
Wow.
RJ Lloyd and nothing like that anymore, so he does not look like that guy.
That's crazy.
Yo, wow.
Long hair don't care. Long hair don't care.
Yo,
Weezo, I love you.
In the room.
Yo, shout out to Weezo.
RJ, you in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Weezo?
Yeah, shout out to the long hair don't care, man.
Yo, long hair don't care. Look, kid.
Shout out to you, Black. Shout out to everybody at the pregame. Keep it going, man. Everything sound live, bro.
Yo, what's up? You love coming out for the parade?
What happened?
You coming out for the parade?
Yeah, I'm trying to. All right.
Yo, Black, it's an echo with sound.
Yeah, that's too many people got their phone on speaker.
Yeah.
All right, I took my phone off speaker.
Yeah, we got a lot of speakers going on and everything like that.
Yo, nigga, take your phone off speaker. The fuck? Put your earplugs in or something. Hold that shit.
Who talking? What the fuck?
Yeah, that might
Who radio
be
show is this? Who radio show is this?
And I'm a singing type of nigga, and I didn't like the song.
Yeah, because it's
good.
With homeboy, he's not doing nothing like, he's just using like everybody. He's using everybody. It'd be nice to him if he would have shared with us something that was original, his own shit.
Or he could have still went to.
What's with the Rocky thing? How you gonna start off with the Rocky thing? What?
Yo!
My boy cut his hair, man. Brooklyn Black?
What?
I don't think he should have. That boy Lloyd should have kept his braids. No homo.
He's stupid.
Lloyd should have kept his braids.
Hold on. Fuck that hair bullshit, man. As long as the motherfucker saying something real, let's talk about that. Fuck that hair shit, you know. An afro don't mean shit. It don't make you any stronger. I don't know.
Yo, the feedback is ridiculous, yo.
Yeah, it's crazy. My shit is fucking up. It ain't my phone either.
Put your phone on head. Take it off the speaker.
Before I do that, I'll play some real quick, Justin. I'll let that for a second. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah, DJ, he's fucking up, man.
Bye.
All right, we are back. Pregame radio. Got a few minutes left in programming. We got anybody else here. And, of course, as always, the man always trying to come on some bullshit, sabotage my show. But it's all well and good because I always come back every week and, you know, give you all the good shit. So definitely tune in with us next week where we'll be giving respect to the late, great Tupac Shakur. It'll be actually the 14-year anniversary of his passing. So it comes as a shock to myself. Like 14 years, like, damn, it's been that long and for him to go on the bullshit tip that he did with the whole East Coast, West Coast thing. But we're going to put all of the conspiracy theories and all that good stuff. We're going to put all that out there next week on Free Game Radio. So if you're a Tupac fan, if you're a Biggie fan, if you're a fan of hip-hop, period, definitely tune in and check us out next week. We got, we got Ed here, we got Jay here, and we got Luck. Big skinny in the building. Shout out to the brother a lot. Don't know where he went.
he around.
he around somewhere. But,
he around.
So while we got these last few minutes, Luck, let the people know what's going on with Steals and Deals. What can people expect over there this week?
On the table. Look next week.
All right, so Luck isn't around right now. Adrian, you
there? Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so Labor Day, man, what's your plans, man? What you doing?
Oh, man, you know who I work for. What you think I'm doing?
Oh, that means you'll be at work till about 3:30.
Yeah, something
like
that.
That's bullshit. Somebody need they ass with. How the fuck you, man, listen. That's crazy. Y'all need to revolt. Give us free.
All right, so definitely, like I said, tune in with us next week. Yeah, pretty much we're going to take the last couple of minutes right out, give everybody a second to put their final 2 cents in and whatnot. You know, we're going to start with you, you know, get your piece of operations out there, man.
I want to send love and light to all my pregame family, admin, listeners, chat room people. I want to give a shout out to my dumb asses of the week. Thank you for giving us something to discuss every week. I want to give a shout out to my mother. I want to give a shout out to Big Skinny. See you in a week, Big Skinny. And, shout out to my brother.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, so y'all already know what that sound means. Jay, man, you know, let people know. Give your shout outs.
I really got no shout outs. I just want to say that these adults, especially famous ones, need to think about their decisions before they do what they do in the street.
All right, so everybody check us out next week. You know, same bad time, same bad channel. You know how it go down. Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black F, Bucking Me New City. Check him out. Steals and Deals by Myra, New York. He there right now. He's going to be there till the sun come up. He ain't even going to the parade. Like, he's just going to be there selling shit. So check this man out. Holler at him, 707-795-7341. He's there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So y'all go ahead and do that. But we up out of here, and I'm going to see you guys next week, like I said. So holler at me all your Tupac songs, memories, all that good stuff. And that's what we'll be talking about next week. All right? But until then, keep it safe, and all right, don't forget, peace.
Peace.